Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first solo episode of Built Brave, and it's called Getting Back to Basics. Yep, getting back to basics. Now, what is getting back to basics? Well, it's getting back to basics, really. So let me get into it. So the whole concept of getting back to basics is how you find yourself again. You're stressed out. Your world is crumbling down, or maybe you've hit one too many speed bumps and now wheels came off your car. You're in the middle of a quarter life crisis or whatever life crisis. You feel like your life is going out of control. You have no control over it. You're always stressed out all the freaking time. And you're just like, what did you do when you were younger? How did you survive growing up? You weren't stressed out all this time. Maybe you were stressed out, but there were ways that you prioritized taking time out to be with you. So it's getting back to basics. Like, who really loves their life spinning out of control? Like, when you look in the mirror, do you recognize the person you are today? Do you recognize that woman? Are you just like, yeah, I'm so proud of who I'm becoming? Or I'm like, or are you like, who the heck is looking back at me? Because I've been there, sister. I have been there. I mean, I say this all the time. I had my quarter life crisis, and I literally say quarter life crisis because I was 25 when my whole world came crashing down. I hadn't been happy for a long time. I graduated high school, took the bar, but didn't pass the bar, didn't move up to Minneapolis like I was intending, broke up with my long-term boyfriend at the time. My life was just felt like it was spinning out of the control. I wasn't happy. I was really depressed, not in love with my life, not the healthiest either. I was rarely eating and working out a ton. And I was just lost. Didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know what blueprint I wanted to do. Knew being an attorney wasn't for me. It wasn't what I wanted to do. But yet I finished graduation and I took the bar. And yes, I took the bar again. But I took the bar again because I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. That I was no longer available for some archaic, ridiculous, standardized test to tell me how worthy and confident I was. Like, no. And I crushed the bar exam. I got the number I wanted so I can be able to transfer it if I needed to as I'm building what it is what I want to do. But in the middle of all of this, trying to check all the boxes of personal development, because I got real deep in personal development, all in, like head first, didn't care if there were rocks at the bottom as I jumped off the cliff. Like, I was all into my personal development and figuring out what it is what I wanted. And even in that own journey, I came to a point about like, what did I do growing up? How did I survive? And that's the first thing you ask yourself is, what did you do growing up? Was it playing outside? Was it doing sports? Was it coloring? Was it singing? Was it, I don't know, playing video games? But what did you do growing up to survive? What was that one thing you could do hours and hours and hours of doing and not give a crap about the outside world that brought you to being present? And for me, it was bringing harmony back into my life with athletics and art. And I gotta love my mom for this. And we had the rule in our house that if we were doing sports, we had to do some sort of art thing. Up until high school, it was either band or choir. You could do both. I did both because I was an overachiever. And then my first year, my freshman year of high school, I did band, choir, and art because I'm cool like that. And then I eventually just started doing art because there were other things that I didn't want to give up, even though to this day, I kind of wish I stuck with singing, but I'll get back to that. It's on goals list. But when I asked myself what I did growing up, like, I thought it was just all athletics, and I forgot about the art piece. So I got back into athleticism. I started working out more. I discovered yoga, which yoga is a sport in itself. It's a massive mental game, just like sports are. 99% of the game of sports is mental. 1% is physical. That's the same with yoga. But I started working out again and doing, making that a priority in my life to clear my mind, get those endorphins, and like working out has always been my therapy, and it helped me work through things in life when I felt stuck. But then I forgot about the art. I let that go. So that could be randomly painting, drawing. I recently got back into photography. And writing, like, writing has been, like, a number one art form for me. Like, making masterpieces with my words to connect. So when I realized that art was missing in my life, I made a priority to create that. What does that look like for me? And right now it's photography and writing. It could shift, it will shift soon into fashion illustrating. And then it could shift from there. But some place that gives me a creative flow, like running does, like being on the yoga mat, like having a 30-minute HIIT workout, something that brings me in flow and present and supports me in working through whatever crap I'm working through in my life at the moment. But maybe you're like, I don't know what I did when I was younger. I have no idea. Well, what are you curious about right now? What is there a class you're wanting to take? Is there a concert you're wanting to go to? Is there a movie you're wanting to see? Is there, wanting to go to the art museum or whatever it may be? Maybe it's going and traveling. Traveling in itself can be, you can find amazing art traveling too and get inspiration. But what is it that you are curious about? And start going from there. And whatever it is, like, take that class. Maybe it's writing a list of 100 things about what you're curious about. Maybe 25 things. And then picking one or two of them to go and try and see. Okay, you take the art class. And you didn't like it. Okay, not for you. But then you took the pottery class and you love pottery. Or if you're getting into, like, working out and athletics, maybe you take the yoga class. Maybe you sign up for the yoga teacher training right away when you start your yoga practice like I did. I'm kind of like that. It's all or nothing. Immerse quickly. Or maybe it is you start to jog that 1 mile. Maybe it's going to a workout class. Maybe it's walking into the gym and talking to a personal trainer. Whatever it is, just follow it. Just follow it. See what happens. And if you didn't like it, great. If not, great. I mean, bring some childlike wonder back to this. Like, growing up, you probably tried multiple things you didn't like, especially food comes to mind, because, you know, your parents are always trying to get you to eat food that you're like, nah, I just want the basics. Not broccoli, because broccoli, who wants to eat small trees? Just kidding. So follow that curiosity. And if that's not working for you, ask yourself what your inner 8-year-old needs or your inner child. I know there becomes moments where I literally feel inside I am having a tantra tantrum. I am going off the rails. My mindset is just going down the negative Nancy spiral into God knows what dark madness. And then I'm like, wait a second. When's the last time I catered to my inner 8-year-old? And I just identify with my inner 8-year-old, but you can do your inner child. And I go, what does she need? I ask myself, what do I need? What does my inner 8-year-old need? And it first started when I lived in Minneapolis. So the Mall of America is right there, of course. And it has its own indoor theme park for little kids. And yes, I was 27 when I started doing this, so not that far off, because everything's life regression. I took my best friend with me at the time, who, mind you, is terrified of roller coasters, and we have yet to go to Six Flags, and I'm excited to go to Six Flags just to watch her push through her own limits and having fun. But anyways, we get on the little, I wanted to go on the little roller coaster, and I loved it. I had so much fun. It wasn't as scary as what I remembered when I was 8, but it was the best because it just brought me into that present moment, and it was made even better because I was laughing at the comments that was coming out of my best friend's mouth because I knew we were in trouble with her the moment we went up the first mini hill and just turned a little. We didn't even go down or turn and go down. And I just lost it. But it was so much fun. And that's what my inner 8-year-old needed at the time. And I quite frequently did it. I made a whole day of it. I made my cousin and her come back with me again. Uh-huh. I'm cool like that in the dead winter of Minnesota, mind you. And it was just so much fun. But what does your inner 8-year-old need? And go with the first instinct, the first ping of intuition, and don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself. You'll find it. You'll figure it out. Sometimes my inner 8-year-old just needs to go outside. Go for a hike. Go on the swing set with my music blaring in my ears and just have fun and enjoy life and bring me back to center. Bring some harmony back into my life. Ground me. But the final step of all of this, you could figure out what it is you did growing up, like whether it was athletics and finding a new way of bringing that into your life. If it's not a basketball court, maybe it's running, maybe it's working out again, doing yoga. Maybe you're curious about taking that photography class. And maybe you have asked yourself what your inner 8-year-old needs. But that all does not matter unless you schedule it in and go freaking do it. Like, go do it. Who cares? It's about you. No one is living your life. And you schedule it in and you keep that appointment like a doctor's appointment. Like, you hold it steady. And if you have to reschedule, because yes, I get it, some life happens sometimes. But reschedule it like a boss and stick to it. And then also watch your confidence grow as well as you're keeping your word to yourself. I mean, that's just a great byproduct from it. But the point being is when you feel like your life is going out of control, that you're not living it the way you wanted to or desired to, and you know you need to make a shift because the foundation you once had actually crumbled because it wasn't made for you. You made it for other people. You have to get back to basics to get back in touch with yourself. So it is like, what did you do growing up? What are you curious about now? What does your inner child need? And guys, this is not an exhaustive list. Like, there could be many different things for you to feel centered. Maybe it's journaling. I know journaling is a great way for doing it, and I love journaling. But sometimes my journal becomes my blog. Or my journal becomes the podcast, some way to communicate what's going on with me. But that doesn't mean I didn't journal growing up. I actually hated journaling growing up. And it's a hilarious reason why, because I didn't want to face myself. I don't want to sit in the pain, the anger, and frustration of it all. But now I do, because I've wanted to heal and grow and show others what is possible for them. But allow yourself to have fun with it. And it does bring some sort of control to your life because you're starting to create a routine. Whether it is starting to work out 3 days a week for a half an hour. Whether it is going for a walk once a week on your lunch hour. Or maybe it is journaling 3 pages a day. Maybe it's not putting the social media away 2 hours before bed or an hour before bed. Maybe it's reading a book instead. Something that you need to create a routine. Because that's also what Back to Basics is all about, is you had a routine growing up. Your parents installed a routine in you. The school system installed a routine with you. For how many, 13 years, if you didn't go to undergrad, you got up, got to school, for 8:30. I was an 8:30 start time to 3:30. 8:30, you had structure, you had homework, you had all of that. So create your own structure with the pieces you loved growing up. And bring that curiosity back in. Bring some childlike wonder back in and see what magic comes from it. Because as you create this routine for you, you can learn the things you need to show yourself some love. I mean, going back to basics and creating a routine is a form of self-love. It creates those boundaries. It makes you feel you're in control with your life. It shows you what your values are and what's important to you. And then you can go from there instead of feeling like you're reacting to life instead of living it. And there's no point of stressing out. Like, why stress out? You're not here to just pay the bills and stress out and be on that hamster wheel of death, proving your worth to other people. No, you're here to live. So go start working out again. Start drawing, start coloring. Start, I don't know, traveling more, planning what that looks like for you. Hanging out with friends, maybe. Doing what your inner child needs. I mean, if I would start anywhere out of these three, it would be asking what your inner child needs to get you to the fastest of feeling grounded and in control of your life. It's really quick and easy, and I love it so much. I mean, I have my own mantra in life, and it's a three-word mantra, and the first word is playfulness. And me bringing playfulness into anything I do makes me feel like I'm in control. Makes me feel like I'm flowing instead of reacting. It makes life so much lighter and easier and not hard. Like, life, we shouldn't make life harder than it is. Come on, guys. I mean, I love you, but really. Also, no, I need to hear this for myself. You should listen to the next solo episode as to why self-talk is so important. But that's it. So if you're feeling stressed out and your life doesn't look the way you want it to be, or it has shifted and you're going through whatever crisis transition, like, create back to basics and just implement one thing. I'm not requesting or telling you should upheave your entire life. You can do that if you want to. I mean, that works for some people. That works for some people leaving that job and striking out. It works for some people to, you know, maybe 30 days instead of having coffee in the morning, you have hot lemon water. Or for 30 days instead of drinking Coke or like any pop products, you drink water instead. That could be another way. You could be curious about what that does to your body and how it supports you. I know this is a lot of focus on what you did growing up and bringing back the childlike wonder, but really what it is, back to basics, is following your heart and what you want. That's all it is, really. And reminding yourself in times of crisis and adversity and high stress that it's only temporary. And you can take a moment to go get your nails done or go for that hike. And you can prioritize taking time for you and building that structure so you can show up as the best version of you, whatever that looks like. So you can be full on with the people you're around. I mean, one of my back to basics is also quality time with myself. And I know when I'm going to go to an event, like how long it's going to be. And I know when my energy is spent and it's time for me to retreat, to recharge, I'm going to go do that. And I'm not going to explain why I'm doing that. Because I know if I push past my quote unquote breaking point, I'm not the great of the human. The interactions, like, they're not fun. I'm not present. And quality time is one of my love languages. So if I only have 2 hours with you, I'm going to be full on for those 2 hours. And then I'm going to go off to do my own thing. I don't need 4 hours of lollygagging. Like, sometimes it's even a half an hour as long as you're present with me. And then that's another back to basic. Whatever it looks like to you. So no, I've long-winded, shared a bunch about myself. But really, when you are feeling stressed, what is it you need? What did you do growing up? What are you curious about? What does your inner child need? And go schedule it. Go make the time. Hell, if you need a girl slumber party, then create a girl slumber party and make it happen. And instead of having popsicles and pop, you have ice cream and rosé, if that's your thing. But go. Have that time. Make that space for you. And watch how your life unfolds and how you start to stress less because you decided to go back to your basics, back to your roots. Create that routine and build on it to find out what works for you. Because that's the most important thing. What works for someone else may not work for you. And who cares about that other person? It's about you and your life. They're not living your life. All right, guys. I love you. Go have some fun. And I can't wait for you to hear the next episode. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.